Outreach is more than hosting community events and hoping that they stick. Effective outreach helps people move from congregational visitors to committed members and disciples of Jesus. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July is Meaningful Outreach, an Essential Guide for Churches. Find out more about this new resource by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040 or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Meaningful Outreach, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
You hear people on the left say that the Supreme Court is illegitimate every single time they issue a ruling that differs from the preferred policies of the left.
It's confusing and inappropriate to conflate loyalty to Christ with loyalty to a nation or political program.
Allah in the Quran says, "I could have guided everyone to the truth, but instead I will fill hell with men," which is an idea that's abhorrent to the Bible that says God desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
We commend a world that is in chaos and rebelling against God. We commend that world to Him. He will be the judge. And in the meantime, in every way that we can, we bear witness to the Son of God, our Savior.
New York City subway riders love Issues Etc.
From the Gallup website, fewer in U.S. now see Bible as literal word of God. A record low of 20% of Americans now say the Bible is the literal word of God, down from 24% the last time the question was asked in 2017, and half of what it was at its high points in 1980 and 1984. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, July the 8th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to talk about that new Gallup poll on biblical skepticism with Dr. Mark Wood, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July, Meaningful Outreach, an Essential Guide for Churches. We'll spend some time with you, our listeners, via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, and the Issues Etc. listener comment line, 618-223-8382. Then Dr. Carl Fickencher will help us look forward to Sunday morning. We'll be looking at the gospel reading of Luke 10 and the parable of the Good Samaritan. Joining us to discuss a new Gallup poll on biblical skepticism, Dr. Mark Wood. He's director of Witness and Outreach Ministry and the Revitalization Initiative for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July, Meaningful Outreach. Dr. Wood, welcome back.
Well, it's great to be back with you.
What does the latest Gallup poll tell us about what Americans believe regarding the Bible?
Well, it tells us quite a bit, you know, inundates us with all sorts of numbers. First of all, looking at just U.S. adults in general, it shows that 20% of U.S. adults believe that the Bible is, as they put it, the actual word of God to be taken literally. So that's one out of every five adult Americans see the Bible as the actual word of God. 49%, about, you know, half, then believe the Bible is inspired by God, which means that they view the Bible as, you know, of some kind of holy book that God had something to do with, but human beings also had something to do with. So they kind of have to sort through what is from God and what is from man. And a flat out 29% just say the Bible is just a book of myths and fables. Now that's among the general population. What's even more disturbing is among U.S. Christian adults, people who identify themselves as Christians, 25%, only one out of every four, believe the Bible is the actual word of God. And only 58% believe that the Bible is inspired by God. And 16% of Christian adults in America consider the Bible to be a book of myths and fables.
So how do you account for the increase in skepticism over the last 40 years?
Well, this trend follows the same trends we see in the decline of church membership and the rise of what's been called the nuns, people who indicate no religious preference. Whether that's cause or effect, it's hard to say. You know, people have to dive into that, analyze it, but we see the trends of being very similar. What's really behind it? How do we account for this? Well, certainly the pluralism in our culture that's promoted in our media, education system, and even by our government, and certainly in entertainment, is casting doubt on the Bible, offering up other sources of, quote, truth, and people who are influenced by media, education, government, and entertainment are buying into the idea that the Bible is not the source of truth, that truth, if there is such a thing, is found in other places.
The survey, as you mentioned, also found that many self-identified Christians are skeptical of the Bible. What does that tell you?
Well, it affirms that we have a real serious problem with Bible literacy. The illiteracy related to the Bible is just as rampant in our culture and in the church. There was a Pew Research poll done not long ago that found that only 45% of Americans can name the four Gospels. That's really basic Bible knowledge. 45% of Americans in general. What's really troubling is that 50% of those people identify themselves as Christians could name them. So not any better than the population at large. So just having people in the church, people identifying as Christians, doesn't mean they know the Bible any better than somebody outside of the church. I think the second thing it tells us is that we've had a failure in leadership. There was a new study put out by the Cultural Resource Center at Arizona Christian University that found that 62% of American pastors do not have a biblical worldview. Now, we can quibble about how the Cultural Resource Center defines biblical worldview, but the fact that only 37% or so of active Christian pastors have a biblical worldview, have a worldview informed by the Bible, is really troubling. And it gets worse because the category of teaching pastors, they said only 13% of teaching pastors hold a biblical worldview. So if our pastors, our leaders, don't know the Bible, don't allow the Bible to inform their worldview, they're certainly not going to be teaching a biblical worldview. And that leads us to really the third factor, and that's just poor catechesis. And that's not just at the church by the pastors, certainly in our homes as well. People simply don't know the Bible.
So does this widespread skepticism about the Bible, does it present a new challenge to Christian witness?
Well, I have it on good authority that there's nothing new under the sun. And it's true. This is nothing really new. Since the first words of the Bible were penned for the benefit of mankind, there have been people who have rejected it, who have questioned it, who have put up other sources of truth as they saw it. I think it's a little bit new to us because in previous generations of America, there was a high respect for the Bible, and we're seeing that respect for it, the authority of the Bible, if you will, in our culture diminishing. We should see it really more as an opportunity than a challenge, though I would certainly say it's a challenging opportunity because people don't know much about the Bible. So that works in our favor too, because we can bring the Bible to them with a fresh perspective. Most of what they know about the Bible is what they've heard about the Bible, primarily from culture. As we bring the Bible to them, it's really a new experience for them. And we can present the Bible in a way that they've never had it presented before. So there's a lot of opportunity here for us to bring the Bible to people in ways that they haven't experienced it before.
How do you respond to someone who says, I am a Christian, but I don't believe the Bible is literally the Word of God?
I try to refrain from getting into an argument about that. Instead, work on asking questions and listening carefully to their answers. For instance, one question I would ask is, well, what do you mean by literally? I mean, that word is kind of ill-defined, and it's used in different ways in our contemporary culture. What do you mean by literally? Or what parts of the Bible do you believe are the Word of God? And why do you believe those parts are the Word of God and not other parts? And maybe even which parts of the Bible have helped you better understand God and your relationship with Him? So just start exploring with the person. Well, you know, what is the Bible? How well do they really know it? Don't get into an argument, an apologetic argument about, you know, the veracity of Scripture, the faithfulness of the scriptural witness, all that, but instead focus on opening up a conversation where you can bring the Bible into it.
What should the church then positively be teaching regarding the Bible?
What we've always taught, you know, the popular opinion doesn't change the truth. We teach that the Bible is God's word. It doesn't contain God's word, as other people have made that error, and we've seen where that's led. We want to watch our terminology, though. When we confess that the Bible is inspired, inerrant, and infallible, those words don't necessarily mean much to people in our culture. So we want to be able to unpack those words, you know, understand what we mean by those words ourselves. Especially that word literal, as I mentioned earlier, it's used all sorts of ways in our culture today. You know, for us, it's the sensus literalis. It's the intended meaning of the scripture, not literal, like some people in our culture would think, like when Jesus says, you know, pluck out your eye if it causes you to sin. We have plenty of examples of what we mean by literal. So make that clear. And we should think about how we teach the Bible, recognizing that simply citing the Bible is likely to close doors rather than open them, and look for opportunities to help people explore the Bible. It's really a closed book to most people in our culture. Obviously, if they can't even name the four Gospels, they haven't spent a lot of time in the Bible. And so helping them explore it may be the first time they've actually read the Bible for themselves, rather than just formed an opinion based on what other people have told them about the Bible.
What's at stake when we talk about the truth of God's word?
In short, life and salvation. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If we shut off the word of God, if it's put on a shelf and forgotten about, people are missing out on the good news of the forgiveness of sins and the life and salvation that God brings to us through his word. I say also what's at stake is the future of the church in North America. If the Bible is cast off, the church will wither and die, spiritual starvation. And we're seeing a lot of that, especially in the church bodies in North America that flat out reject the Bible as God's word. Tremendous decline, many congregations closing. What little they do teach comes from man, not from God. It doesn't bode well for their future. We should take that to heart, learn our lesson, and really emphasize making sure people know God's word and the truth of God's word.
Do you have any suggestions on how a congregation who's engaging in outreach can help us in reaching out to our neighbors who are biblical skeptics?
Well, first of all, I'd say that recognize that just offering a traditional Bible study is not going to appeal to them, even if you kind of spice it up with a hot topic. If you say, hey, we're going to go study God's word, we're going to go look at the Bible and how it speaks to these things, don't expect people to come flooding to your church. But you may find it better to invite them into discussions about subjects that they find important and use that as an opportunity to bring the Bible into the discussion. It's not bait and switch. I mean, we're having honest discussion about things like race relations or gender issues or the global economy or war or any of these topics that we know are on the hearts and minds of people in our community. And they're bringing their understanding, they're bringing what they consider truth. We want to engage them in a conversation where we're bringing what we know to be true into that conversation as well. And it's a way to bring the Bible to them in a way that they've never really understood the Bible, not even realizing the Bible speaks to many of these issues. It speaks very clearly to many of these issues and provides a perspective that they probably have never heard before. And then I would say for us to hear, learn, read, mark, and inwardly digest God's word so that we're prepared for the opportunities we have to speak the truth in ways that people will listen. And they'll listen even if they don't think the Bible is God's word.
Dr. Mark Wood is Director of Witness and Outreach Ministry and the Revitalization Initiative for the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. He's author of The Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for July, Meaningful Outreach, an Essential Guide for Churches. You'll find a link to it at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can call Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours and order Meaningful Outreach, 1-800-325-3040. Dr. Wood, thanks.
Great to be with you again.
We will go through listener email and the Issues, Etc. comment line on the other side of the break, live this Friday, July the 8th. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. And the comment line, 618-223-8382.
That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep
up. Outreach is more than hosting community events and hoping that they stick. Effective outreach helps people move from congregational visitors to committed members and disciples of Jesus. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July is Meaningful Outreach, an Essential Guide for Churches. Find out more about this new resource by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040 or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Meaningful Outreach, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
Job saw the city as a wasteland, as if devoid of God, witnessing injustice to the poor by the corrupt, lawlessness of criminals, trafficking of children, blatant immorality, thinking God could not see wicked deeds done in the dark of night. Yet God never abandoned Job, nor his city, groaning for mercy. God is working through the living Redeemer, hands etched with salvation, pointing to the resurrection to come. Join us at lcms.org/citymission to seek peace and shine the light in the city.
Casting Christ's net on the internet. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is LCMS missionary Pastor John Bombaro. The Coeur d'Alene area in North Idaho has a new confessional parish committed to the Lutheran liturgy, excellence in biblical teaching, and faithful pastoral care. Blessed Sacrament Lutheran Church of Hayden, Idaho meets at 9 a.m. for our Augsburg Academy and 10 a.m. for the Divine Service of Holy Communion, at which we encounter the real voice and real presence of Jesus Christ. For our location or to join the growing family of Lutherans dedicated to the sacraments, confessions, and historic liturgy, visit BlessedSacramentLutheranChurch.com.
Not everyone is comfortable with new technology. Dial-A Podcast gives all generations of your congregation an easy way to hear your sermons or even devotionals and Bible studies. Once you've completed a simple one-time setup, we take care of the rest. All your congregants have to do is dial the number from any phone to listen to your latest podcast, all at no additional cost to them. Dial-A Podcast. Extend the reach of your sermons. Get started at dialapodcast.com now.